Can you hear me?
The Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated, and all the kids, please come.
Yes, thank you. Oh, good. Looks like lots of kids today. Come on up. Come sit. Thank you. Super. And if you don't mind sitting right down, that would be great because there's a lot to talk about today. Happy St. Francis Sunday to all of you. I'm glad you're here. I wanted to ask a question. Does anybody know what this is? Does anybody recognize it? It's a house. You're right. You're right. Does anybody else have another idea for the name of the house? It's a stable. Exactly. So some people call it a nativity. Some people call it a creche. What happened in this house? Do you know? Go ahead. What do you think? It's hard to tell without the things that we're used to looking at in the house. You have any ideas? Do you think you know? Go ahead. You're absolutely right. This is the place where Jesus was born. This is the stable. So how many of you have one of these in your home? Maybe you get it out closer to Christmas. Do you have one? Anybody else? With all the characters? Do you think maybe we should put some characters in here? How about it? Okay, so who can think of some things they think belong in here? I see your hand. Okay, think of one of the animals you think might be in there. Sheep, come on up here. You're absolutely right, and I think we have some sheep. Here we go. Can you find a place for the sheep? And we'll maybe put the sheep. Let's put it outside here so that we have room for some that go in. Let's see. I see your hand. A donkey. Please come up. All right. Here we go. Got a donkey? Perfect. Leo. What do you think? And what's one thing that you can think of?
A bull.
A bull. I think we have Leo thinking of a bull. Yes, we do have a cow that can go up front. Charlotte, what would you like to put up front?
A camel.
We have a camel and a wise man. Can you find a place for that? Where do you want that to go? Okay, Leo, you need to sit down. Good. Okay, you sit down. And let Charlotte put the... There we go. You think it should go right there? Okay. What's your idea?
A goat.
Let's see here. Do I have a goat? I have another sheep. Will that do? Okay. Let's put the sheep up there. Can we think of some people? Some people that might go in here. Christian, what do you think? The three kings. Who wants to put up a three king? We need three of you. Would you like to do it? Christian, you can come on up. And how about you in the back? Here's a king. Here's a king. And then one more king. All right. Now, will you help me out? Oh, let's see. You haven't had a chance yet. What are you thinking of? Any people? It's okay. Do you want to come right here? And then you'll be able to see, and I'll move this back a little bit so that everyone can see. What were you thinking? Pardon me? Joseph, yes. Let's put Joseph there. Here is our Joseph. And do you have an idea? Mary, please come on up. We've got Mary. And someone who hasn't done something yet. You want to come on up? Are you thinking of maybe one other thing? Who is this?
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. Shall we put baby Jesus in there? Baby. Where does he go? Right in the middle? Great. All right. Well, you did a wonderful job of setting up our nativity. Pretty important scene that we like to think about all year long, actually. Now I'm going to ask everybody to move back a little bit, and we're going to talk a bit about this nativity. Let's move off the steps, and I'm going to come down here. So, has anybody ever thought about this nativity and where it first came from? Anybody? Do you know that it has been 800 years that we've celebrated the nativity in this way? And the first person to have a nativity was St. Francis. Now, St. Francis, I have all sorts of characters today, right? St. Francis lived in 1200 AD, and he was an amazing man. He actually was very wealthy to begin with. He was raised in a family that had a lot of money, and he was a kid that liked to play and spend money and go to parties and do all sorts of things like that. But eventually, he decided, it's time for me to think of what I'm going to do for my job. And so he thought he might want to be a soldier, so he signed up to serve in the Italian army as a soldier. And very shortly into that, he got very sick. And while he was sick, he started feeling a little bit better, and he was feeling God telling him that maybe he was not on the path that he was called for, and that maybe he should become a monk. Does anybody know what a monk is? Go ahead. Yeah, it's a hard one to describe. He basically devoted his life to church, right? And to worshiping God and to teaching others about God. And he actually gave away all his wealth. When he had this calling from God, he gave it all away and started to live a very plain life, very simple life. And he had a special connection with animals and would spend a lot of time outside and preaching to the villagers outside. And sometimes he'd even have a sermon and animals would come and listen. Birds would fly and sit on his shoulders. So that is why he's considered the patron saint of the environment. Now, I'm just realizing that I haven't told you a whole lot about this nativity and what it had to do with St. Francis. So one Christmas, people liked St. Francis a lot, and he knew there was going to be a large crowd at the church. And his church was a little bit on the small side. And he thought, what if not everyone can see the beautiful, you know, celebrate the Mass for Jesus? I want everybody to really understand how important Jesus is, and I want them to have a chance to worship. So instead of having everyone come into the church, he set up a live nativity outside of the church. And all the people came, and they brought candles, because again, this was in 1200, so there wasn't electricity. And so a local nobleman said, you may use my ox, you may use my donkey, and we'll have hay, and I'll give you my, little stable, and we'll set it up outside. And all the villagers came, and it was beautiful, and they brought candles, and it was enjoyed by everyone, and a very moving nativity, I believe. And so that is why now all of us have, a lot of us have nativities, at, certainly at our churches and maybe even in our homes. And it's a really nice tradition. You know, but in my bag here, I realized that I forgot one thing. I forgot one thing. A wolf. Oh my goodness. What kind of noise does a wolf make? Can you all do it? Let's be our a wolf for a minute. Oh, right? Can you do it? Go ahead. Yeah. So, I forgot the wolf. Does the wolf belong at the manger? That's a good question, right? No, not so sure if the wolf belongs at the manger. Well, let's see what St. Francis would have said, because he actually, remember how I said he spent a lot of time with animals? Well, there was a story of one miracle that St. Francis performed, and it was how he tamed the wolf of Gubbio. Gubbio was also a town where he ministered. So Francis stood in the streets of the village of Gubbio. The streets and the cottages were white with new fallen snow. Brown patches dotted the streets where feet of men and certain wolf had tread. The air was crisp and new in the bitter cold, and a woman yelled from the window, "Francis, don't try to tame that wolf. He has injured men and he has killed sheep and chickens, and he is very dangerous and angry." Francis said, "He is one of God's creatures. He may not be the most noble, but he may be only hungry. Who am I to judge if one who is hungry?" So the woman closed her shutters, and Francis was isolated once again in the middle of the frosty village. But Francis was patient, and he waited in the cold with no proper coat. He only wore a thin coat that had been patched a few more times than it should have been, and the snow formed bright and blue in the twilight. And the wolf howled in the distance. Do you all want to give me your howl again? Very good. Francis said, "Come here, Brother Wolf." And a brown and gray wolf strolled into the street. The snow was sticking to its muzzle, and a gray cloud of breath rose from its fangs, and its eyes glowed brighter red than any candles that showed behind the windows of the town. The wolf raised its head high in the night sky and howled. Francis walked to the wolf very slowly and took a bit of roast chicken from out of his pocket, and the wolf growled. Francis tore a bit of the meat off and gave it to the animal. The wolf ate the chicken in one bite and licked his lips, looking at Francis. Francis said, "Brother Wolf, if it pleases you to make peace, the people of the place of this place will give you food as long as you live. And I know that it is only because of your hunger that you have done evil. Do you promise me that you will do no more harm to man or beast?" The wolf bent his head down as if to make a reply. Francis threw a little more of the chicken to the wolf. The wolf ate the chicken quickly and walked to Francis with his head down. Francis fed him from his hands, and the wolf ate more. Francis then gave the wolf a bone, and the wolf took the bone and laid down with it in its mouth. And Francis stroked the wolf, and the wolf chewed the bone, and when the wolf was finished, it licked Francis's face. Francis said, "I know it is a terrible thing to be hungry. I will make sure that you are not hungry anymore." Francis went to the window of the woman who had told him that the wolf was so dangerous and said, "Woman, if you want to be friends with this wolf, please bring a small scrap of meat." The woman opened her window a crack and saw that Francis and the wolf were standing together. She got a bit of meat and tried to give it to Francis. And Francis said, "No, give it directly to him so that he knows you are his friend." The woman threw the meat directly to the wolf, who ate it in one swallow. Francis said, "See, the wolf now, see," the wolf said, See that the wolf will know that you are his friend. Now that you have given the wolf his food, the wolf knows that you are his friend. Give him meat whenever he comes to your door. The woman said, I can't believe he isn't attacking you. And Francis said, he is a friend of mine. He's one of God's creatures. The woman shut her window slowly as not to disturb the wolf. Her eyes were as wide as ever Francis had seen on a woman. So, Francis understood what was going on with the wolf, right? What was the problem? Why was the wolf being so mean to the villagers? Go ahead. The wolf was very hungry. The wolf wasn't really mean deep down inside, just very hungry and needed help from his friends. And see, that was the neat thing about St. Francis. He believed that all the creatures in the world, whether you were a human or an animal or a plant, we were all brothers and sisters under God. And so we should treat each other nicely and share, like Mr. Druckenmiller was saying, share with one another everything we had. And when the people in the village started sharing with the wolf became tame again, and things were good. So what do you think now? Do you think that our wolf can come to the manger and be with Jesus? You think so? I think so. I definitely think so. So let's put him right up next to Jesus. What do you think about St. Francis? Do you think he was a pretty neat guy? I think he was pretty neat. And if you want to be like St. Francis, you know what you need to do? Can anybody come up with ideas? If you want to be like him, what are some good ideas that we could do? One thing is that we can be generous and share all the time the things that we have. Another thing is that we can embrace simplicity. We could live simply and, you know, enjoy, maybe rather than playing with toys all the time, sometimes we can go outside and play with nature. That's one thing that I really like to do.
I see my legs with my cousin Eli.
You do? See, you're already being like St. Francis. That's wonderful. Great job. The other thing is that St. Francis marched to his own beat. When he was wealthy, he had beautiful clothes, but when he decided to give it all up, then he started wearing very minimal clothes. Sometimes he had patches, holes in his clothes, and sometimes the people weren't very nice to him. But you know what? He didn't care what they said. He knew what was important, right? So we don't have to listen to what everybody tells us. We can think what we know is right inside. Of course, the last thing is to celebrate the world and take good care of it. A lot of people were outside yesterday taking care of our world at our block party and talking about how lucky we are to live in Phoenixville. So, and there were some members of this church who went on a walk yesterday and picked up a lot of trash that was around, and they were caring for their world. Those are things that we can all do. So I have a few little cards here for you. I'm going to give each of you, they're cards that have St. Francis on them and the wolf to remind you of that story. And if you can keep one for your family and then give one to somebody else in the pew so that they can remember the story too, will you do that for me? Give one to a friend, share like St. Francis? Let's see. Okay. Thank you very much. It was really nice to talk to you. I hope you have a lovely day and a great week at school. Okay? All right. Come on up here and I'll give you these to take back.